Rabbi Yehuda Malmsteen.
It's already the era of Tisha B'Av, and although we have Shabbos perhaps in between now and Tisha B'Av, really it's already the era of Tisha B'Av today, and one has an obligation on Tisha B'Av to do something extremely difficult. Not to be Messiah Das from Avelus the whole day. The whole day to be focused on Avelus, the Avelus for Yerushalayim. When somebody goes to a Shiva, somebody's sitting Shiva Le'aleinu, we say to them, Rabbeinu should give them comfort. B'soich sha'a av leitzim v'shaloyim. What we're saying there is everybody, the whole of Klal Yisrael are the av leitzim v'shaloyim. Klal Yisrael is always, the whole year round, is an avelus for Yerushalayim. Dafka on Tisha B'Av, there's a chiyuv of not being Messiah Das from it. There's certain, I would say it's a certain kind of, almost an edus on the neshama, an edus on our kesher with the Rabbeinu Shloilam, the fact that Tisha B'Av means so much, even in our time. I would say Tisha B'Av is be'emes achshadora. It's a sign of tremendous improvement, tremendous transformation in our generation, which used to be in the past. In one bechina, used to be in the past, people had to go to work, they davened early, and they finished quickly, and they went to work, and in the evening they went to Mincha, and Maariv, Softanis, and that was it. Today, everywhere you go, the programs, this videos, the shiurim, the droshas. It's an unbelievable dargo of improvement in terms of tremendous wanting to connect. And maybe part of that wanting to connect is because it's so difficult to connect. It's so hard to be margish the loss of Yerushalayim. If you ask somebody, why do you want Mashiach to come? Svelt nishlois sibbos. You want Mashiach to come because this problem, that problem, the other problem, all the problems should go away. Mashiach zoshin kum. Is that Avelus in Yerushalayim? Probably not. Has it got a shaychus with Yerushalayim, with Beis Hamikdash, with Karbonos? But we can't understand Karbonos. Karbonos is completely beyond our soga. So what can one take from it? What can you take? What is there to say about Churban HaBayis? What is there to really take l'maisa? So there's a very, very mysterious Gemara Nedorim, well-known Gemara Nedorim, and Baruch Hashem, I think I discovered something which is a light on it, which maybe gives us some halach in Tisha B'Av. Gemara asks a question. Mipnei ma ein metzuyin tamid chachomim, lot seis tamid chachomim mibnein. Why is it not common that tamid chachomim have sons who are tamid chachomim? It says that it's not motzui. The mefarish here, it's not Rashi. The mefarish says sheinat over motzui. It's not motzui that tamid chachomim has a son who is a tamid chachomim. The Gemara gives many different reasons. The first is Amar Rav Yosef Shlo Yomru Torah Yerusha Ilohem. People shouldn't think Torah is a Yerusha. Rav Sheshes Breeder Idi Oimek Kadei Shlo Yizgadru Al Atzibu. It's because we're worried. It says here Shlo Yizgadru Shlo Yinagu Sororo. They shouldn't lord themselves over the community. If it's in the family. Mazutra Oimem Nei Shem Yizgadru Al Atzibu. Rashi Oimem Shem Dekar Le'in Shechamra, because they call people donkeys. They say the Gemara, Nachatam, because in other words, they didn't give enough respect to Amei Oretz. Ravina Oma, She'in Mevorchin Batoyer Tchilo. The reason is because they don't say the bracha over Torah first. Amar Yudah Marav. Ma'ay dichsim yishachochem v'yom nezois. Dov azenish l'chachom l'vim, loy pirshu. Ad shepirsha g'shbochu ba'atzmoy dichsim v'ayoyim ha'ashem alos v'mustay rossi. Fregin mo'ah hain lo shom b'koy li hain lo hilchu bo. Amar Yudah Marav. Shein mevorachim v'toyer t'chilo. So we're talking about two different things. We're talking about why is it that Ein Tamil Chachomim Yoytzim Ebneim, why isn't it normal, why isn't it the regular thing that Tamil Chachom has a son as Tamil Chachom? And now the Gemara brings it, connects it somehow to Dovah Zanish L'Chachomim. They didn't know Amov Doretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Alos Mestirosi, we don't know why Golos happened, why Churban happened. Alos Mestirosi. What's it got to do with this? And what does Ein Mevorachim B'Torah T'chila mean? So I'm going to say a pshat, which is not the usual pshat. I'm going to say the pshat, which Rashi here says, not the Rashi, it's the Mefarish, and Tosfos here says. Completely different pshat. The reason why the Tamil Chachomim did not often have sons who are Tamil Chachomim, it says because they got up early in the morning, and because they're always learning, they weren't nizer to say the brocha, the Birchas HaTorah first. And in that brocha we say, V'ni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu v'tzetzoe, tzetzoeinu v'tzetzoe, amach beistro, kulonu yoyd yishmech v'loyin reser esech lishmo. In other words, they were missing the tefillah about their children. They didn't daven enough for their children should be Tamil Chachom as well, and that's why. In other words, normally you would understand it should be poshut. If the father's a Tamil Chachom, the father's a God of Torah, his son should be as well. Because his father, the son, has this environment he's brought up in, this wonderful sviva of Torah, sviva of Gadlus, sviva of Kedusha. You should see his father's learning, he also wants to learn. Why doesn't it happen? Because it doesn't happen without davening. What sort of davening? The davening for one's children. That's the Oz. So what's that got to do with Churban Beis Hamikdash? Al Osu Mes Tirosi, Shlo Yimvorachim B'Torah T'chila. I once saw Rabbi Yisroel Salanter says a very, very big Yisoid, and the Chiddush is he said it when he said it, because today popular psychology is full of it. Everyone knows about the concept. The conscious concept of the conscious and the subconscious. The things which you know you're thinking about and the things you don't even know you're thinking about them, but you are thinking about them anyway. So Rabbi Yisroel Salanter gives the example. He said there was once a man who had a son and he hated this son, Mamash B'Sinas Moves, he couldn't get on with this son at all. The son was a Rosha, the son was terrible, the son was evil, wicked person, and the father had from this child. Terrible, terrible tzayah from this child. One night, he also had a Talmud. He had a Talmud who he loved, who was very, very close to this Talmud. Very devoted to this Talmud. And this Talmud was so makusha to the Rebbe, it was almost like a child. It was mamish like a child. And his own child, he was completely distant from. His child he hated. He couldn't get on with him at all. He was very, very angry with him. He couldn't ever forgive him. And one night, in the middle of the night, there was a big fire, Rahman Litzlan, and the father had to dash out of his bed to save his life. And the first thing he thinks of is his son, not the Talmud. Why? Because inside the heart, in the subconscious, there's a connection to the son. Nothing else is doima to that kesha between the father and the son. Even though it might seem there's a terrible relationship, they've got nothing to do with each other. You know, kesha. But this is really there. This is the truth. So the tefillah for your children to learn Torah shows how much Torah matters to you. How much you see very often in shiduchim. You see, this father, he wants only his son should marry a rich girl. Why? Because the most important thing for him is money. He might say everything else is very chosh as well. Midas is important, and this is important, and yichas is important. No, he's really just looking for money. Because be'etzim, that's his real thing. Because what you want for your child is what you really want for yourself. And even if you don't express it, how you mechanach your children, if you're more concerned your son should have panosa than anything else, it means because that's more important to you than Torah. He said, no, but it's for his good. It is because of its good, and it is because you love him so much. But it's always a question, what's the thing? The Talmud Chacham who learns, and he's learning the whole time. We're talking about very, very, very great people. But Elohim Vorachim to Torah Tchila, and therefore they're not mispal for their children to be, that's already the biggest thing. There's a maral like this as well, maral Gevurah Hashem, Perin Nun Zayin. Maral brings a medrash. The medrash says, Be'esem Makos, the Esem Makos in Mitzrayim correspond to the Asor Nisyonis, Shel Avraham Avinu. And the last of the Esem Makos is Makos Bechairis. And the last of the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu had was Akedas Yitzchok. Why? Because he says Esa, Maral's Loshen over there, is the Esa, the last one is the real thing. So Avraham Avinu has had terrible Nisyonis. Avraham Avinu had to jump into a fire, to pay himself to jump into a fire. Now that's not as big as his son. That's okay, that's Yitzchok, that's Benoi. It's the same thing with Makos Bechairis. Makos Bechairis, Paro had the daiga by his son, that his son would die. And that did the trick, that pulled him out, that got the Golus ended. Nothing else did. All the other Makos didn't do it, just this one, because it's his son, it's his child. What you want for your child is first. So we want to know, Amor of the Horetz, what's the Churban about? The Churban is about what you really, really believe in. Shloim Mevorachim Torah Tchila means, Lefizeh, the lack of the tefillah on the children, the tefillah on the Doris. I saw a Moedah Kavot in Tzidkas HaTzadik, the Tzorek HaKoyim Lublin. I think this helps us understand Ganze Zach, the whole Inyan of Tisha B'Av, much better. And Kufn and Zayin. No, Kufn and Tess. Yeah. We always understand a person's got a koyach hashpo. We'll have hashpo. We know akamtz, akamtz, ba'akamtz, chor b'yushalayim. There's a koyach hashpo. What's kamtz, akamtz to do with hashpo? There were people sitting there who didn't make any protests. When they saw this man's being expelled, he's being publicly humiliated, he's being kicked out of the Suda, and they're having no rachmonos on him, and the Talmidei Chachamim don't do anything, they just sit back, for whatever reason, for this Chorav Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is destroyed. What's the connection? Why should Yerushalayim be destroyed because of this Maisa? What's Yerushalayim toilon? Why is Yerushalayim in existence? Yerushalayim is Eshe Chubar Lo Yachtov. Yerushalayim is like the cord between heaven and earth. All our tefillahs go via Yerushalayim to Shemayim. The kesher between Boira Olam, so to speak, and this world is through this Mokum. Why? Because this is the Mokum Mesiras Nefesh. This is Mokum Akedas Yitzchak. This is where a person says, nothing matters more to me than the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Yerushalayim is. I once saw, it says in the Sefer Lakuta Bos Lakuta, he says, the Yidden Bezman Shavis Migdash Kayim, they were Makav Korban Tomid B'chol Yoyim. Shnei Tamidim. He says, can we Makav Shnei Tamidim today? Yeah. We can Makav Shnei Tamidim today. Which Shnei Tamidim? Shvisi Hashem Negdi Somid, one Tomid. And the other is Lev Toiv Mishna Tomid. A person with a Lev Toiv, he's always Besimcha. He's always Besimcha because he's got Lev Toiv. So when Yerushalayim is Chorov, it's because it's felt in Shvisi. Shvisi means the awareness of Boira Olam. Kinas Odom Eichal Mechaveir, what's it about? What's Kina about? Kina comes because we forget the thing which is subconscious, which we know deep down inside us. Ein Odom Agil Mashemuch Lechaveir Afilu Kamal Inimo. It's impossible to take anything away from another person. It looks like his business is taken away from your business. It looks like he's taking this away from you. That's how it looks. But l'fi yo emes, it can't be unless it's nixim in Hashemayim. Ein ot magil ma shemuch lach verach vilak malinim. So if a person has shivisi, if he has a real, that korban tomid, shivisi Hashem negdi somid, it's not shaykh there to be friction. We've got no base in English because there's sinas chinam. There's friction. There's separation. It's a very old problem. What have we got left in base in English? Only two things. Kais maravi and sinas chinam. Nothing else. What else have we got left in base Migdash? We've got Sinas Chinam still alive and kicking, still around today. But it's felt in Shivisi. And that the other thing which is missing is the Leiv Tov Mishna Tomid, because the happy person doesn't fight. The happy person gets on with other people. The person with the Leiv Tov Mishna Tomid, he can be soivel more problems, more frustrations, more upset than anyone else, because he's in a good mood. When you're in a bad mood, everything and everyone irritates you. It's not true. Of course it is. When you're in a bad mood, everything irritates you. Why did this and why did that and what? Everything bothers you. When you're in a good mood, you don't have that nisayon. So here's what Tzaddik says. It's a phenomenal chiddush of Tzaddik. Normally we always learn Pinchas was a very big tzaddik, so he saved Klal Yisrael. Well, how does that work? If the Eden deserved to die, they were all going to die. How can one person save them? How's a shaykh? He's a very big tzaddik, Pinchas. He's Mois Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. He's concerned about Chil Shem Shemayim. It's true. But if Chalila, millions of people deserve to die, how is one person going to save them? So Tzaddik says, Yisoid Niflad Moid. He says, when someone comes along, be Mesiris Nefesh. When someone shows that Laman Hashem, he's willing to do anything and everything. He's willing even to give up his life. That has Hashpo. What Hashpo? The Hashpo of Tshuva. The Hashpo to be Machzib Tshuva. Pinchas was willing to give up his life because he saw Chil Hashem. So that was Ma'ira, the whole of Klal Yisrael, to Tshuva, and that's why their lives were saved. Their lives were not saved in the Schus of Pinchas at all. It wasn't the Schus of Pinchas. It was the Pinchas was, his action was Ma'ir, they eaten to Tshuva, and that's why it saved their lives. So he says the same thing with Korach. Das Korach, it says, Moishvar, Ma'iplau Pneim. It means they were willing to Moise Nefesh, the Man Hashem. And that could have been Mashpion Korach. And then Korach would have done Tshuva, and there would never have been destruction of Korach Vadosoi. The only reason it didn't work is because Korach was Menutuk. Korach was separated from them. So if you have Pirud in Klal Yisrael, then Tzadikim are not Mashpia. If Klal Yisrael are together, then the action of one person's sincerity of being willing to give his life, Abba Kiddush Hashem, it's enough to Mashpia, it's enough to save the whole of Klal Yisrael. But it's toila on, is there Pirud, is there not Pirud? So Shloim Avrochim Atoira Tchila means subconsciously, you're not placing enough emphasis on Torah to be desperate that your children should also learn. Shalom Baruchim Torah Techila. In other words, there's not enough desire that future Doris, the future generation, should be Mekushet the Rabbein Shalom. That's a gilui on your own connection to Bayroil. Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelus, it means it's a day of Tshuva. It's a day where we misabel. What do we misabel Yerushalayim? We misabel on our Yerushalayim, our personal Yerushalayim. What's my personal Yerushalayim? My keshet to Bar Yerushalayim, that's what Yerushalayim is, the Ish Chibur LeYachtov, the Chibur between Shemayim V'Oretz. So when you misabel Yerushalayim, you misabel on the Chibur. You misabel that there's not enough connection to Bar Yerushalayim. So the fact that on Tisha B'Av a person's very sad, a person's upset, and he's crying, is because he's crying for what he doesn't have. He doesn't have that connection by Olam. He's felt in Shavisa Hashem Negvi Somit, the Leiv Toi Mishle Tomid, the Shnei Tamidim. On Shavasa B'Tamas it says, Butla Tomid. The Tomid's bottle. Well, that's not the gear to us. We don't even understand what Kabbonis are. Who wants to take, who's missing this morning to take an animal and shecht it and sprinkle the blood someplace? No, we don't even understand what it's all about. No, but Bitla Tomid we do understand. We do understand the Bitla Shvisa Hashem Negis Tomid. We do understand the Bitla of Leiv Tomish the Tomid. We do understand that we're in a bad mood. It's a reflection on our Keshe with Bayi Olam. The Oizer Ola Tzadik Yishrei Simcha. That when we're sad, we're miserable, we're frustrated, we're complaining, we're focusing on the bad, it's because Sveltna Oizer Ola Tzadik Yishrei Simcha. Because we're Sveltna Yishrei Lev, there's not enough Yishrei Lev. So Tisha B'Av's the day when Misabla Yishrei Misabla on that Chibur to Bayi Olam. So this Srib Tzadik says, Yisoy God Lad Ma'oid. That if a person is moiser nefesh, he's willing to be moiser nefesh. In other words, he says, my priority number one is avodas habayra. Then it shows itself, it's in the hashpah that it has on other people. Tisha B'Av, what sort of a day is Tisha B'Av? Vayivkom balaylahu. Atem b'chisem b'chir shel chinom. Chayechem shetivku b'chir ledoyres. You cried for nothing. What did you cry from? You cried because you were scared to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're scared of the giants. You're scared of Teva. You're scared that there's a blockage. There's something to block you going there. What's the blockage? Chesor Nemuna. It's Chesor Nemuna. Ultimately, it's Chesor Nemuna. You're not a real mam in that for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Teva's nothing. Teva's just an estimidi. So if he said, I'm giving you Eretz Avos Chorodvosh, I'm giving it to you. But you see it's impossible, you see the giants there. Impossible is never impossible by Bayi Olam. Impossible is only impossible for humans. Impossible is never impossible by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Vayivkom Balailu, that's the crying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chayechem Shetivku Bechir L'Doyres. What's the Bechir L'Doyres going to be? That for your doyrus, for your children, you're going to cry. What's it mean you're going to cry for your children? It's going to, that you're going to reach a level where the most important thing in your life is chibur with Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, that's the thing that you're most concerned about achieving for your children. And that's Shemibochim B'Toyer Tchila. Like the Tosfos says here in the Dorim, and the Mefarsh says, Shemibochim B'Toyer Tchila means they were not mispalil. It's the tefillah on the children, because that's the gilui on yourself, like the mice with the Rousseau Salanta. Be'emes, when mizboinen in this, we come to our core of what's in the subconscious. There's a minhag Yisrael. I don't think it's a widespread minhag Yisrael, but everyone knows about it. Shabbos and Yom Tov, before benching, you sing Shem Alas. During the week, it's an Aras bottle. Anyone here does it? I've answered you all? No. As I was taking the Siddur. It says at the Siddur, that's what you have to do. An Aras bottle the whole year round. The whole week. Always an Aras bottle. I can't see you? Always? Yeah? I've never done it. I can't say to it. Ashtetach Anaris Bovel. Shom Yoshavnu. There we sat. Gambochinu, we were crying our eyes out. What for? Bezochreinu Estzioi. And what do we say? Eich Noshe Eshe Hashem Alat Masnecho. So you think, who said this? Did we say this, Anaris Bovel? No, we were never in Bovel. Who said that? Who was crying so much? The Eden who said, because they remembered Tzioin. We don't remember Tzion. Our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents also don't remember Tzion. Never remembered Tzion. And it's so many dairus that we haven't got b'zochreinu es Tzion. And there, Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu. And Klal Yisrael, after all these dairus, we still got Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu. We still got our Gosha. We still feel. We still in pain. We still have a Tisha B'Av. Not just we have a Tisha B'Av, because Halacha is you've got to fast. Halacha you've got to take your shoes off. Halacha you've got to sit low till Chatzos. No, we feel it. We've got our Gosha. This is because, like we said from Rav Yisrael Salanter, there's the conscious and there's the subconscious. But the subconscious is shown in the Bakosha for our children. In our wanting the future Dairus to be Makusha to Bayer Olam. What you want for your children is what you really want for yourself. And that's Atem Bechisim Bechia Shelchinom Chayechem Shetivku Bechia Ledoyus. It's going to be for generations. It's a Bechia Ledoyus. It's not for now. It's for Doyus. It's because of the understanding that this matters more than anything else. There were two stages in Churban. Stage one is Shivasa B'Tammuz. What's Shivasa B'Tammuz? Shviras Haluchos. How did Shviras Haluchos happen? Shviras Haluchos is the biggest plea. Chet Egel, biggest plea. 40 days before, they'd heard Bo Yoilam say directly, Onoich Hashem Lekecho. Lo Yelecho Elem Acherim Alponai. 40 days later, there's already such a big Yerida. What's the Yerida? Butlatomit. Shirasa B'tamas bitla tomid. There's no more tomid. That means the kesha isn't the proper kesha. It's not a kesha with the real strength, the real connection by Olam. How do you show a real kesha? What's the real kesha? You look at the second stage, stage two. Tisha B'Av. Vayivkom b'layla hu. The b'chir l'toyus. Chazal didn't understand how could there be a Churban HaBayis. No one understood it. You look at the first psukim in Eicha. You see, Eicha is saying, I don't understand this. Eicha Yoshva Vodod, here across the Yom. How's it Shaykh? How's it Shaykh that there should be Materit Ploim? How's it Shaykh that such a place could be destroyed? It's impossible for there to be a Churban. Churban doesn't make sense. Yerushalayim is so great, so recognized, so full of Kedusha, so full of Tara, so full of everything. How could this ever be destroyed? And no one can understand it. Everyone's mystified. What's this? Who could believe it? It's Lehiminu Alcha Eretz, he says that. That Machaz didn't even believe it. When everybody heard, it must have been on the news, it must have gone around the world. Lehiminu, they didn't believe it. How could Yerushalayim, how could this happen? How could there be safer space for Lekeinu? But we know that Kimcha Tchina Tchinas, what they destroyed was something we'd already destroyed. The Goyim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. But it was already destroyed. We'd already destroyed it. We'd already destroyed the Beis HaMikdash ourselves. Through what? Pirud between us and Hashem is shown in our pirud ben Odom Chaveiro. How? We said before, the real Ma'amin, this is the hardest thing. When it comes to in Yom Kin of a Sinner, it's like the hardest thing you can say. In theory, I said you give me this morning. I said, Animam Shleim Shabbos Roshmoy Boyer Man Chalaburim Vulevado Osvois Yaschal Amasim. Everything's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But doubt, brass tacks. When it comes to it, and someone else has done something to you in the reality, in the real world, say, well, what happened with my Animamin? My Animamin went flying. Well, the animal is like in theory. That's what it's about. That's what Tisha B'Av is about. Tisha is about the tomid, whether there shouldn't be a bitla tomid, bitla the shivisi. that the person is really conscious of Bira Olam, and this is his biggest thing, then not only is he desperate that his children should be from his children should be Elach, shouldn't Chalila go away from Yiddishkeit, but his chibur to Bira Olam is so great that even when he's challenged with situations which could lead to hatred, which could lead to friction, which could lead to, I'm not going to say good Shabbos to him, I'm going to cross over the road when I see him, I'm not going to go to his simcha, I won't wish him mazel tov, I won't this, I won't that. Why? Because he did this to me, he did that to me, I can never forgive him for it. Just Tisha B'Av, what's it telling me? You forgot. It's all Hashem. In Chet Ha'Egel they were forgetting it's all Hashem. Bikshu Cheshbonis Rabim, Elokim also told me Yosha, but Eim Bikshu Cheshbonis Rabim, Mein Cheshbonis. And write to Tisha B'Av the same thing. Shabbos B'Tamas is a bit latomit, and the Hemshech HaDovah is Tisha B'Av itself. And yet that's a Smich Sagula. And the Sugah Shalom says, why is it Smich Sagula? Because it's only when the seed begins to rot that the new growth can start. You put a seed into the ground, it decomposes, and it's only when it decomposes there can be new growth. So the only way Gula can come is through Tisha B'Av. What does Tisha B'Av mean? It means that pain. It means the agony. It means the Bechir. It means it hurts me. I'm hurt by the separation. The kosher like Ridaschem. You normally only miss, you only appreciate something when you miss it, when you haven't got it anymore. When you've got it, you don't appreciate it. When the air conditioning's on, you don't appreciate it. It's when it's off, you say, oh, why do we have the air conditioning on? Actually, air conditioning is a tremendous moshel for one of the biggest inyonim of Chizuk Ruchni for a person. Although some Bottom Midrashim have people who don't know this secret. The truth is, air conditioning is completely ineffective while the windows are open. When the windows are open, you might as well switch it off. That's what a house is like. We wonder, our houses, Baruch Hashem, are full of Torah. They're full of mitzvahs. They're full of Yiddishkeit. So how come the kids aren't always a reflection of our houses? Torah says the windows are open. There's Hashpom Bachutz. If there's Hashpom Bachutz, it doesn't matter how good the air conditioning is. You can have fantastic air conditioning in this room. Beautiful, very strong fans. But the windows are open, the temperature will not go down. But why? We've got great air conditioning. We've spent so much money installing it. We're paying a fortune in electricity bills. No, the windows are open. When there's Hashpom Bachutz, it doesn't help. Doesn't help. It's a fantastic house. It's a house of Torah. It's a house of Chesed. It's a house of Mitzvah. It's a house of Yerushalayim. House of Davening. It's a fantastic house. Wonderful house. Never the windows open. There's Hashpah from outside. And we're all, to some extent, that's why our Tisha B'Av isn't the way Tisha B'Av could possibly be, because the Hashpah Bachutz. But what's the Hashpah Bachutz on? On this Nekudah. We have to really hack this into our heads more than anything else. The Tomid, the Shnei Tamidim, or Shvisi Hashem Negdi Somid, of thinking about Bore Olam the whole time. Ad Kedei Kach, to overcome the kin of a sinner. Ad Kedei Kach, to forgive the person who's unforgivable. To make Shalom with the person who one doesn't ever want to ever see again or speak to again in your whole life. Because that's why the Churban happened. The Churban happened because the Emunah is Emunah, but it wasn't strong enough to be Mvorach Tchilo. It wasn't strong enough to be Ne'anach Mitzetzoeinu. It wasn't strong enough to be the most important thing. The children. So the same thing ourselves. If the Emunah is strong enough, then we say, "Ein odem agi l'mashim muchen l'chaver filik molinim." Then we really feel it so much that we can have a leiv toy mishtomid. We can have constant happiness. then it's shaykh for a person to be in a good mood. Not just occasionally, but constantly. Bitla tomid. You see another phenomenal idea over here. We all understand when it comes to taking exams, there's a pass mark. You get 70% in your exam, 80% in your exam, it's also good. You get 90% in your exam, it's brilliant, fantastic. 95% you must be a genius. 98% you're Einstein. Just amazing. You got that. The Torah is teaching us over here, no. It needs to be tomid. Bitl ha-tomid. Shvisa Hashem negi somid doesn't mean that I think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 95% of the time. Or 98% of the time, 99% of the time. But 100%. And how's that shown in Achdus? In Achdus and in Simcha. So you think, at Laris Bovel, we sat there, we cried, b'zochreinu es tzion. So we're also like that. We're also margish that tzion's missing. What's missing in our lives is that absolute connection, the full contact with Borei Olam, the full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we misavla Yishlaim this Tisha B'Av, that itself is making the Chibur, that itself is bringing us to Yishlaim. And through that, Be'ez Hashem, every one of us should be see us in ourselves, call misavla Yishlaim, Zoich V'Roi Ben Echmoso, Zoich V'Roi Ben Yono. So we say Nachem on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, Ba'esh Etzato, you destroyed the base of Mikdash with fire. How can you rebuild it with fire? It's impossible. Fire destroys. Fire doesn't build. The teretz is ba'esh. You broke the whole thing down ba'esh. Which esh? The esh of kin of a sinner. The esh of hatred. The esh of separation. The esh of machloikas. If you have an age, if you have a fire in davening, and a fire in chesed, and a fire in Torah, and a fire in diktuk malocha, and a fire in midas toivas, if you have an age, don't just keep the Torah, don't just do the Shulchan Aruch, it's not enough. That doesn't build a base of Mikdash, that doesn't bring Mashiach. What brings Mashiach is fire. But we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with Eish, with fire, with a fire in davening, and a fire in learning, and a fire in chesed, and a fire in Ben Olam Chaver, and a fire in Shalom Bayis, fire in everything. The Eish, but Eish HaTos Limnoisa. We can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with Eish. We should all be Zoichet Yeshua Shem Karef Ayin in the Beis HaMikdash with Eish.